Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Brother Dennis.
Hey, how you doing? Praise God. I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Glad to be here. You know, God is good.
Right.
God is good.
You better say it all the time.
Yes, he is. God is good. God is good. So how you been doing?
So far, you know what they say, is we're in the middle of the week, so it's done now. So I'm just smooth sailing. Getting in, ready.
Okay, well.
How about you?
Well, I'm going to say my week has just been a blessed week. I'm here. You know, I'm glad to be here. Had to overcome some things, but because I'm hooked up with the Overcomer, you know, that's what helped me get through, you know, and just knowing that God got our back, that he's on the throne, and all is well.
Right.
All is well. So I'm just blessed. Blessed to be here, blessed to, you know, to be able to have another chance to be able to come on the show tonight and, man, and have some more fun as it relates to God, his word, you know, his people, the listeners. You know, I'm grateful for the faithful listeners that listen every Wednesday night. I just want to thank you. It's All About You show. Would like to thank you personally, you know, for your listening, for your tuning in, for your replies, for your the text messages and everything that I receive, you know, even after the show is over with, the testimonies. And I would love for you all to go on the website to share those testimonies or on social network or whatever. I really love for you to just express what God is doing in your life, you know, what God is doing with you as it relates to the show, you know, how the show is fruitful in your life. You know, I really would like for you to just openly express that and show that and encourage, you know, someone else to come on and listen and let them know they can feel free to push the number one, come on the show and just have fun talking and expressing, you know, your week, your day, your month, your year, whatever you want to express or whatever you like to share. Just come on the show and do it. That's what it's for. You know, the show is all about you, and that's who it's about. We're here to serve you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're here to serve you and to do it with joy, you know, to do
that's
it
right.
with joy. So.
Well, it got me joy.
Yes. Yes, Lord. To do it with joy. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm excited. I want to, before we go off into it, you know, I just want to acknowledge my family. I want to acknowledge mainly my uncle. He transitioned on yesterday. His name is Mr. James Bell. My aunt's husband, my uncle, you know, they've been together all my life, all that I've known, and he played a very, very important part of everybody's life. You know, a man of wisdom, of the word of God, a man of love, loved his family, was there for his family, and, you know, that hit a lot of, that hit, you know, a lot of family members really hard, even loved ones, you know, that were close to the family, or whatever part, you know, he played in each and every last one of our lives, you know. It hurts, but we know one thing, that he's with God, that he ran a race, he received his prize, and, you know, so I'm honored to have known him. I'm grateful to God for giving him to us for the time that we've had him here on earth, and I just want to thank God for my aunt and my cousins and their strength. You know, they are very strong individuals. They're very strong believers and lovers of the Lord and the Word. So, you know, they are encouraged. I'm going to tell you just like that. They are encouraged. They encourage me. I just was glad.
That's right.
I was surprised by the strength, you know. I'm like ready to weep, you know, but God is good. God, he is good, you know. So I just want to acknowledge my family, and I just want to say, hey, let's keep on keeping on. Let's continue to do what he would desire us to do, and that's to continue to serve God, continue to do God's will, continue to let God have his way.
That's right.
You know, right. So that we can see him again.
That's right.
So that we can see him again. So I just have to acknowledge my family and acknowledge the time of that we are going through as one right now. But at the same time, it's just so much joy on them that it's just unbelievable, and nobody can do that but God.
That's
nobody
right.
but God. So I acknowledge that, and I'm grateful for that, and I love my family.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, hey, you know, that's what you got to do. You always got to open it up, your family, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes some things to happen in our lives to realize that that's all we really have, you know, as they say, at the end of the day.
That's right.
You know, so so, you know, blessings and condolences goes out to you and your family. You know, so we're going to, you know, pray for them, pray for you, pray for your strength. You know, thank God that you did, you know, you have the energy to even come on to the show today, you know?
You know, I really thought about it, and my spirit and in my mind was, man, what do you think he would say? What do you think he would do? He'll be like, go ahead, you know, obey God, you know? Very, very, very encouraging man. Very, a man of much, much wisdom, much knowledge, much understanding. You know, so I know he'll want me to go on, just like
right.
he want the rest of the family to go on, you know, and obey God and get to the place where he's at.
That's right.
You know, so, again, I'm just, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm just grateful for my family and grateful for the strength that's on my family's life, you know, even with the call and the anointing, you know, that lies upon us all, that, man, we can come together and still smile, knowing he's all right. And even my family, you know, one of my cousins, you've heard her call in, her name is Bethany Banks, and you've actually heard her mom call in from the South. That's who passed away, her husband, my mom, and my aunt, Janice Bell. She's called in a couple of times, I believe. But my
That's
cousin Bethany,
Banks, they've been calling in.
Exactly. And my cousin Bethany, not only did she lose her father, but her husband lost his father today, the very next day.
Wow.
So you tell me what kind of strength is on that family. What kind of anointing, what kind of power. Man, only a God, only, not any God, but the living God, the true and living God.
That's right.
Only him. Only him. Oh, yes, I am grateful. I'm very grateful, and I just want to acknowledge my family, you know, and everybody going in and out of town. You know, I pray for traveling mercy, you know, in Jesus' name, and believing and knowing that everybody's gonna make it to and for safely. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight's show is a little different. It's actually the same, but what I did was post a posting on Facebook on yesterday, and the question was to all the faithful listeners, you know, what was it that they would probably want to hear or talk about on the show?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a few replies. Someone was a little late, so we ended up going with the early one because I had to, you know, I had to do my homework. So she wanted, she put the topic up. Her name is Miss Connie Harris. She put the topic up, asking, what is the Holy Spirit, and why is it an important part of a believer's lifestyle?
Okay.
Like, wow. Great topic, you know. I'm like, wow. And even, you know, even the other young ladies, I was like, wow, okay, great question. And you'll be surprised, you know, who needs to know that, who wants to know that, and how helpful, you know, of knowing who God is will make other lives easier.
That's right.
You know, make other lives easier. So I'm like, okay, God. So we're going to do it like we do every Wednesday. We're going to start off in prayer. And we're going to take a commercial break. And we're going to come back in. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit have his way.
Let's do it.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you tonight for every listener, Lord. I thank you for every heart that's inclined to you, Father, every ear, Father, every spirit, every soul, every mind. Father, I thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their faithfulness, Father.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for their endurance, Father, from one week to the other. I thank you for their perseverance, Father. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for keeping them, for watching them. Father, I thank you for blessing them and their households, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for enlarging their territory, God. I thank you for encouraging them, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for taking them higher in you, God. I thank you for taking them, Father, from faith to faith and glory to glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, on tonight that you have your way, God. Father, that you be glorified on tonight, Father, that you have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we decree and declare that every word that's being spoken, Father, it comes from you, that is downloaded from you, Father. We decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that yokes are destroyed, Father, and burdens are lifted, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that your will be done, God, and your kingdom come, Father, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that questions, unanswered questions will be answered, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you straighten somebody's path out tonight, Father, that the way, Father, that seems crooked will be made straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, order our step in your word, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Father. Father, we just want to say thank you, God. For you said when praises go up, blessings come down. And so, Lord, we praise you this evening, this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we say have your way, Father. Father, consume everything that's trying to consume your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, burn up everything that's not like you, God. Annihilate it, destroy it, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind, Father, any spirit, Father, Father, a backlash, backdraft, bitterness, and retaliation of the enemy even now, God. We cancel every contract of the enemy even now. Father, we dethrone it right now in Jesus' name, Father. And we decree and declare that you sit on the throne, God, right now, God. We decree and declare, Father, that you are Jesus and that you are Lord, that you reign, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you are present even now, God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name for the encouragement, Father, of our family, for building us up, Father, where we've been torn down, for encouraging us, Father, for strengthening us, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, it's only you that, Father, we can come on here and still do what we do, God, in the name of Jesus. It's only by your power and by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for it right now. We acknowledge you, God, right now in Jesus' name, God, and we say, have your way, God. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Lift up every bow down head, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up to everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, and the Lord that's mighty in power. He is the King of glory. And, Father, we thank you, Father, even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Amen, and we back. I'm excited.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so yeah, so we're excited. I'm excited. Thank God for this topic.
Amen. What's this topic is again?
What is the Holy Spirit, and why is it an important part of a believer's lifestyle?
Wow.
Why is it an important part of a believer's lifestyle?
Wow. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was Tiffany Thompson right about now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you about to go in.
I'm believing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me.
Can I join you a little bit today?
Oh, sure. Let's have fun. Let's have fun in the word of the Lord.
Yep. I am ready.
Yeah, let's have fun.
Amen. So, hey, well, so yeah. I'll let you go ahead. You take the lead on this here because that there, learning the Holy Spirit is really learning yourself. You got to know where you come from to know where you're going. So, go ahead.
Okay, well, I first want to introduce him who the Holy Spirit is. The first question was, what is the Holy Spirit? And my thing, the Holy Spirit, it's not, he has no gender. It's not a male or female. He has no gender, but he's a spirit. And he comes from above, from heaven. I want to start with this one scripture, which is in John chapter 14, verses, I'm going to go to 25.
Okay.
I'm going to go to 25. No, actually, I believe I need to go up a little more. I'm going to go to 23. I'm going to go to John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Amen. I can go on and on and on because, man, this word be good.
Amen.
I can go
flow.
On. Well, right here, Jesus is talking to the disciples. And he's trying to let them know the things that he's taught them while he was on this earth. You know, he kind of let them know, first of all, you're going to remember him. But he also kind of let them know, I'm not going to be with you. I have to go. And the things that I speak of, I don't speak of myself, but the one that sent me. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He said, these things I spoke to you while present with you. He said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit was going to come. When the Father was saying, he's saying, the Father in heaven, he's going to send the Holy Spirit, which is going to teach you all things. He didn't say some, but he's going to teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance, all things that I have said to you. So he's kind of letting them know the things that I've taught you already while being on this earth with you, while walking with you, the things I've taught you that you may have thought you forgot or you may think you're going to forget. The Holy Spirit is what helps you remember things. And I'm saying this now just really thinking that, listen, sometimes we forget stuff. Majority of the time we forget stuff. Every day I forget stuff. I forget things. And all of a sudden it comes to my remembrance. Well, this is the job of the Holy Spirit, to bring all things to your remembrance. Because I have the Holy Spirit, this is what he does. Teaches me and brings things to my remembrance. Got me? You with me?
I got it.
Okay. I'm going to go through a few scriptures. I should have actually went up a little bit. I'm going to try. I'm going to go to 16, verse 16. I'm going to stay in 14, the 14th chapter of John. Now I'm going to go to verse 15. I'm still 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. You see, Trump reacting there. If you love me. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
That's right.
Amen. So Amen. Here we go again. First of all, he's constantly saying this one word, love, to one. If you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
If you love me, keep my word.
That's right.
It takes the love. Even if we don't obey for nothing else, or don't want or desire to go another way, but the love of the Father will cause you to do the right thing, will cause you to keep his commandment. But he said, even in all of that, I will give you a helper. He said, I'm going to pray to the Father that he will give you a helper, because he understands that we're going to need that, and that he may abide with you forever. And then in this verse, he calls the helper the Spirit of truth.
That's right.
Verse 26, he called him the teacher.
That's right.
He said he's going to teach you all things, and he's going to help you remember all things. Verse 17, he calls him the Spirit of truth.
That's right.
Whom the world cannot receive, because it knows him. It sees him nor knows him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Now I'm going to go over to John chapter 16. I hope y'all write these scriptures down. Don't take my word for it. Write it down and go back, because his word is true. Never take anybody on campus, the pastor. Read with them. Follow them. Write them down. You need to learn. That's how you learn. Amen.
Amen.
Just have to throw that little nugget in there.
That's right.
Okay. Verse, I'm going to John chapter 16, verse 5. But now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Hey, man, this is so good.
That's right. Now, when you said the truth, and then read that passage, that verse there for one more time.
Okay, say it again. Which one you?
Which one was that? Just read it for me one more time.
Okay, this verse I just read.
Mm-hmm.
16 and 5. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I can go on to 12. 12, he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. And he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say it, that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father.
Amen. So Amen. Now you're looking at that verse there. Well, not that verse, but just looking at the whole overall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So far, now we gathering is the Holy Spirit is made up of the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him is Spirit and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, the last couple of verses before this verse that you had read, you said about if he don't leave, basically nothing will happen. He has to go to fulfill the destiny.
Exactly.
Okay. So you see this, right? Sometimes that we try to hold on to stuff, whether it's not good enough for us, whether it's bad, whether it's just too good to be true. For some reason, it's always meant to leave. And we never can understand why. So now you understand that this is where the truth comes into play. And I know, I think the spirits are made up of like four prophets or something like that. I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing, because I don't want to lose it. But I know it's made of four substances.
Okay. Right, but that's another subject.
No. I'm not.
With the guy here.
No. I wasn't gonna get on that yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not gonna go past you. No, that's why I was going to the, you know, knowledge, wisdom, understanding,
mm-hmm.
the spirit. Okay, then that, you know, knowledge is the truth, wisdom is the truth, and when you understand the spirit, it's all the truth. That's what I was gonna say, you know, going into purity.
The Holy Spirit is made up of so many things, because he's all things that are holy, all things that are true, all things that are righteous. You know what I'm saying? And he's also, see, that's like that you've tapped into the prophetic, the prophet part of Jesus, of who he is. He's the ultimate prophet. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the God. He's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all wrapped up in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, three individual but wrapped up in one body. And as even when we speak of his, even when we speak of his goodness, his glory, the things of him, we speak with the mind of God, the heart of God, the will of God.
Okay.
The counsel of God, which is the prophet.
Okay.
I didn't want to lose nobody.
right. I told you, go ahead.
Yeah, which is also the truth. You know, he's all things. He, his mind, we speak of him with his mind. We want the mind of Christ. The heart, we want the heart of Christ. We don't want our heart, because sometimes our heart is wicked and evil. You know, we want the will of God for our life. And we most definitely need the counsel of God. We need him to counsel us. We need him to teach us. That's the spirit of the teacher, the truth, the counsel, to comfort us when we're in mourning. Like, you know, I said, our family, when we're in mourning, we need God to counsel us. We need him to love on us, to talk to us, to minister to us, send his angels at our rescue, you know. And when I was reading this passage, I thought about the young lady's second part of her passage was, why is it an important part of a believer's lifestyle? As I was reading, the Holy Spirit said in verse, I'm going to say start at verse 7, go back to 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Verse 8, and when he has come, he will convict the world. He will judge the world. He said he will convict the world. I'm going to go by the scripture. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Three things he talked about what the Holy Spirit is going to do and why he's going to do it. Of sin, because the world don't believe him. They don't believe him and they don't believe in him. Of righteousness, because he goes to the Father and see them no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world, and we know who the ruler of the world is, Satan, the devil. He said, of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. He's already judged him. He already out of there. He said, but I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, then he talks about the second part of her question. Why do we play an important part of a believer's lifestyle? He will come to guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. That's why we need him. He will glorify me. You hear? He's telling him all the things that the prophet is going to do, all the things that the Holy Spirit is going to do. He's going to teach, he's going to glorify. For he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now, tell me what kind of, who wants to serve a God like this, right? You got that, Dennis? He's going to take what's his and then declare it unto us.
Amen.
We can claim it. But we got to have the Holy Spirit. We have to believe. He said the world is condemned only because they don't believe in him. So that's a sin.
That's right.
That's a sin in itself.
Wow.
Wow. I know, right? This is good. God is blessing me right now. He is blessing me.
Wow.
And you know what? I want to go to John chapter 1. This is an awesome book right here, the book of John.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go to John chapter 1, who talks about who Jesus is. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You see that?
Uh-huh.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So God was always here. Even when before the Holy Spirit was introduced in the New Testament, they only had the Word in the Old Testament to go by. But at the same time, he's saying, in the beginning was the Word, I was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
That's right.
Then I'm going to go drop down to verse 14. He said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now it talks about how the Word, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. So he was the Word manifest. It was shown up later in the flesh. He said the Word became flesh. He came in the flesh on the earth. But then after living here for so long, after teaching and preaching and prophesying and laying hands and doing miracles, signs and wonders, then he turned around and told the disciples, these things I do, you know, you're going to do, and greater works you shall do. and greater works you shall do. But I got to leave. You can't do them while I'm here.
Right.
I have to go. And I'm going to send a comforter. He's going to teach you. He's going to teach you. He's going to guide you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to lead you. But, and that's one of, you know, this is just why it's important to have the Holy Spirit. Why is important? Why is it important for the for it to be a part of a believer's lifestyle? But it actually needs to be a part of everybody's lifestyle. Because if you're a believer, I can't see you being a believer without the Holy Spirit.
Oh boy!
Because if you believe in you, you gotta receive Him.
That's right.
You have to receive Him, and I want to go. Let me see, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to go to John 15. John chapter 15. John chapter 15.
Somebody had hit that one button.
Okay. Let me finish this scripture right here.
Okay.
John chapter 15. Verse 26 says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me, and you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." Here we go again, expressing that when the Helper comes, when the Helper comes, receive it, receive Him. He's going to tell you the same thing that I know, the things that you all see me do. He's going to forewarn you. That's what He come to do. I come to warn you. I come to lead you and guide you. I come to teach you. I come to block things from happening to you. That's why it's important that a believer, especially if you're a believer, to have it. But it's also important that those that are non-believers to become a believer, so that you can have this and live on earth with it. Because it's hard to live without the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to let you go ahead and take that call.
Amen. Okay, let me see.
Amen.
Our Father, dude. We got Sister Denise Cousins in the building. How you doing, Sister?
Hey, how are you, Tiff? How y'all doing?
Amen. God bless you. How are you?
I'm
great.
Fine. I seen on Facebook what you said you were talking about. You said, "What is the Holy Spirit?" And I just want to share with you all what the Holy Spirit is, and also how true this scripture is, because I believe the scriptures that we read also needs to be a part of our reality where we actually have lived it. So this
mm-hmm.
is what I wanted to share. I believe that the Holy Spirit is Romans, scriptural Romans 8:26. And it says,
mm-hmm.
"In the same way the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, we do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." And also in another text it says, it touches our infirmities. And I truly
mm-hmm.
believe that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that touches our infirmities. I believe sometimes when we pray with understanding, it doesn't touch our infirmities. It only goes to a certain dimension. And then when you hit tongues and you start speaking and speaking in tongues, and then the Holy Spirit takes over, it really zeroes in like an arrow and hits the infirmities of the situation that you're praying for. Also, the Holy Spirit also brings all things to remembrance, but it definitely touches the infirmities of our life. It touches the things that is the core of our situations, of our life. of what God wants to expose or what, whatever the case may be. I believe that the Holy Spirit touches the deep things in our life. And, you know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit because, you know, it has been times where I've prayed and I interceded about circumstances or whatever, and I think I'm hitting the very thing that is being exposed. But then I will pray in the Holy Spirit, and then God say, "No, it's not that. That's just a symptom. Those are just branches. That's not the root." And then when I pray in the Holy Spirit, God say, "Now that's the root," and it'd be something probably totally different from what it looked like in the natural. You know, and that's why I believe that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that touches our infirmities. And like you said, it's the truth. It's just the truth. And that's it.
And that's what I believe, and that's what I was hearing as you were talking, as you were talking about, you know, in prayer and intercession and what he does when we pray. He comes in.
Yeah.
He's a helper. He said, he told the disciples, "I'm going to send help." He's a helper. And now he's helping you in the midst of your interceding, in the midst of your praying. And then all of a sudden, bam, you've gone deeper into prayer. Now he's revealed truth.
Yeah.
Now he's revealed truth in that issue or that situation that you're praying about. You know, he turned around and he reveals truth. So that's why, you know, what I did yesterday was I posted a post on Facebook and I asked the listeners, you know, what was it they wanted to talk about. And so a young lady posted and she said she wanted to know, she wanted to talk about the topic of what is the Holy Spirit and why is it important, an important part of a believer's lifestyle. And so I believe the description that you just gave was a great one, just explaining, man, when I'm in prayer, this is what happens. That's why it's important that I have him, because I need him.
Yeah.
You know, because what's the sense of praying and we can't get an answer?
Yeah, sis. That's right. Because I'll be very transparent, and I don't mind being transparent. I remember I was interceding for my daughter. My daughter, Crystal, they had diagnosed her with lead. They said she had lead real high. My daughter didn't start talking, so she was 5 years old. Okay? I began to intercede for her and come against the things that the doctor had said, and, you know, any spirit of delay that would try to come upon her, arrest the development. And I'm praying against all these things. So for some reason, I couldn't start praying because it just felt like the prayer was not completed. So as I began to intercede and I began to hit tongues and stuff like that, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, he said, the same level your daughter is the same level your husband is in the spirit. He said, when your husband get delivered and when your husband goes to the next level, chains will break off your daughter's speech and her tongue. The strings would be broken off her tongue. God told me, he said her deliverance is connected to your husband's deliverance. I'm like, whoa, that's totally different. You understand what I'm saying? And then as I seen the struggle with my husband fighting for his salvation to walk upright before in Christ, I saw the struggle with her. But as he began to surrender unto God, I started seeing A's, B's, and maybe one C on her report card. She started talking clear. As he continued to get delivered and surrender unto God, all of a sudden, this girl's talking in sentences. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he said her level of where she is naturally is where your husband is spiritually. And I said, oh, God. So, you know, when I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, you know, revealing that.
You said, help you in your infirmities.
Yes, he touches the infirmities. Yes, he does. Yes.
And he revealed the secrets. The secret thing. He also told the disciples, he said, "What all things I hear, you going to hear
them. Yes.
But I got to go. I got to go, and I got to let him come.
Right.
I got to go, and I got to let him come. I can't do it while, it can't happen while I'm here with you. But you're going to hear the things I hear. He's going to reveal things to you. He's going to reveal secrets.
Amen.
And that is why it is so important that we have God. We need God. We need him. We need him even now in this world today.
Yes.
With leaders in all type of positions, with, you know, with great responsibility, worldly responsibility, we're holding a very large capacity of accountability in their hands,
mm-hmm.
as it relates to this world, to people, groups, children, whatever capacity that you're leading in. You need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the thing is that that sometimes we can get caught up in thinking we're doing this, and God will allow a fall. He will allow something to happen. You will lose a war. So he can
Amen.
Get your attention and say, hey, God, what's going on? Wait a minute, I thought I was winning. Yeah, you
uh-huh.
thought you were winning. I've been the one winning, but I've been using you to win all the time. Come back and acknowledge me. Come on, get back in me. Wow. Amen, sis. I thank you so much for sharing that. And I pray
Amen.
That your testimony, it helps somebody that's listening to be
yes.
able to just, man, seek God for some answers. Seek God.
Yes, the Holy Spirit will reveal all things. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I love y'all.
Amen. Okay, love you,
love
too.
You
thank
too.
You, sis.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned in.
I will.
Don't leave us yet.
I'm not.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. That's awesome.
Yes,
that's awesome
right.
testimony.
The baby speaking. Telling you, same power as the Father, man. You can't deny God, man. You can't deny
yeah.
them powers.
Yeah, and just
Real.
Think if she was someone that did not have the Holy Spirit, that did not have a prayer life, that did not believe in God, she would have been somewhere at a Social Security office, trying to put, you know, put her daughter in line, letting them name her, putting a name on her, letting you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Put a topic on her head, calling her some type of sickness because of ignorance. The Bible says, my people perish. I think it's 2 Chronicles. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And then he go on to say, because you reject knowledge, I reject you. When people are coming into your life, God is come speaking through them. He's coming. He's sending people to bring you the answer, to bring you knowledge, to bring something that you don't know. And sometimes I just get irritated with talking to people that always, every time you talk to them, oh, I know. Well, how can I teach you something since you know it? You know it all. I can't get my senses out because you already know.
That's right.
Oh, I know. But you ain't got a lick of scripture in you. We have to be humble and be teachable at all times. Because I have no problem telling somebody in a minute, I don't know. I have no idea. But one thing about me, because of a few connections, I'll lead them to who I think know. This person here probably can show you, can probably... You know, if they don't know, I'm quite sure they could probably, you know, I'm not just going to leave you hanging or just leave you out there, but I'm going to try to have some type of resource for you.
That's right. That's what you got to do.
Right.
You know, you got to be that light.
Yeah.
The beacon.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I want to also share in John chapter 15 before we take a commercial break. John chapter 15. And just, again, you all the listeners, bear with me, slow with me, because I want whoever is listening, even myself, to just get more revelation of the word. You know, it's good. God is good. He's opening up his word. He's opening up scriptures. He's allowing people to share their testimony, open up their life. And it's not just for the fun of it, but it's to change somebody's thinking, change somebody's life, change somebody's perspective about God and who he is and why he came and why he's here and why we need him. John chapter 15 talks about the vine, the true vine. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Then he says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome. He let us know right there. He described, he used a tree to describe who God is, who he is, and who we are. My Father is the vine dresser. He's the one going to keep us together. He's the one going to water us. He's the one going to make us grow. He's the one going to dig. He's going to dig where it hurts. But that's who he is. And I'm the true vine. That's what he's saying. I'm the vine. And you're just a branch. But you still play a very important part, because if you stay hooked up with me, stay in me, stay in my word, stay seeking me, stay asking of me, continue to request things of me, acknowledge me, you can ask what you will. He said you can ask what you desire and it shall be given. Come on. Now that's
true family tree.
You can ask, if I just stay hooked up with Jesus, if he's hooked up with the Father, if I just stay hooked up, I can ask what I will. But then he also lets us know, now, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, who wants that? Who wants to be thrown in the fire?
That's right.
No one. No one. I want to go to verse 9. He said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Ain't that something?
this is another way. He's saying, if you have no joy, you just tap into me, tap into the Holy Spirit, tap into the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Come on, come to me, and I'll give you joy. I'll give you joy. And then he describes his love for us. I love you. My Father loves you. Abide in me. Keep my commandments. And I looked up the word abide. And we know it says to, you know, to remain, stay in. But one definition said to put up with. So now we take the word and say, abide in me and I abide in you. Put up with me and I'll put up with you. Amen.
Amen.
Put up with me and I'll put up with you. Abide in me. Abide in my word. Don't come out of me. Stay in me. Remain in me. You do these things, you can ask anything of me. Put up. I'm going to put up with you. What am I going to put up concerning you? I'm going to put up with you when you doubt. I'm going to put up with you when you're in fear. I'm going to put up with you when you want to quit. I want to put up with you every time you fall. I want to put up with you every time you turn around, every time you want to go the other way, every time you don't read, every time you don't pray. He said, just go through this process with me and for me. Put up with me. Abide in me. And I'll put up with your ways, which are not all godly ways. But because he said, I love you, I still love you in spite of, I love you. I'm going to go ahead and deal with it because you gave me a yes, because you decided to believe in me, because you came to me, because you trust me. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put up with you. We're going to ride this thing out together. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. We're going to ride it out together. But you're going to go through some things, but it's okay. You don't go through for the name of Jesus. You don't go through for... But guess what? We talked about this last week's show. Why not go through for God? You're going to go through anyway. Look what the world has become. Look what's going on. Healthcare, government shutting down. I mean, all type of things going on. Jobs, homes. One income household. Children acting up. You're going to go through anyway. So why not have your hand in the master's hand, the creator of all creation, the creator of the world, the universe? Why not have your hand in his hand? At least if I'm going through, I'm going through for righteousness. I'm not going through as a liar, as a gossiper. I'm not going through that way, but I'm going through for the name of Jesus, for the sake of the cross. So even if my going through, if it's my last day on earth, at least I know where I'm on my way to. Heaven and not hell. I won't be hell bound, but I'll be heaven bound. Amen. God is good. I don't know about y'all, but God is good. He is awesome, and all his ways is awesome. He is awesome, and this is an awesome topic that she's giving tonight.
Amen.
Very awesome. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I want to when we come back, I want to talk about the steps that it takes to receive the Holy Spirit. Because I know you're saying, okay, you talked about the Holy Spirit, who he is. You know, the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. He's the Comforter. He's the Teacher. He came to lead us and guide us to all truth. He came to judge the world of his sin. I mean, he came to judge the one who's the judge of the world. Then he came to to convict the world of its sins. Forgive me. But he came basically to protect us. I came to give you some power that you don't have of your own. Let me give you this power I have. That's what he basically was telling those disciples. I have to leave and come back. But I have to leave in order for you to get this. But I'm going to pray to the Father that he sends you, because he's an intercessor. So I'm going to pray to the Father that he sends you the Holy Spirit. And when he sent it, he was already confident that when I pray to the Father, he's going to come. So, but when he sent it, he's going to come teach you some things. He's going to tell you a few secrets. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you into all truth. This is why it's important to have the Holy Spirit. He tells you things before the phone call that you get tells you things. I know some people are like, oh, I know that was on my mind, or that was my conscience, and that was something told me that. It was something. You don't have this type of wisdom of your own. That's something that's the Holy Spirit. The devil, one thing about how you can discern which one is which, the devil ain't never finna warn you about what's going to happen to your child, to your house, to your car, to your job. He ain't finna warn you. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy, to straight destroy you. He is not there to warn you. I can remember doing medical billing, working at a medical billing company back in 2003 and 2004. When I got on the job, I knew the day they was going to fire me. I knew they was going to fire me. The Lord told me. And as I went to work, clocked in, went to my desk, started doing my work and everything, the day going by, they came to my desk and said, can we see you? And I said, yeah, I'll be there. I sat at the desk for a few extra minutes so that I can just gather myself and prepare myself to walk into this office and listen to these people tell me that I was terminated. I knew what they were going to say before they said it. You think it was the devil that warned me? He could care less about my feelings. He could care less about my heart. He could care less how I feel. He wanted them to destroy me, if anything. It was the Holy Spirit that warned me, that told me what they were going to do before they done it. That's why it is important as a believer. And if you're not a believer, it's important that you become one. And if you'd like to become one while we're on the phone, you can push that one button and I will walk you through it. We can walk through step by step. But it's very important that you become a believer, that you do not go another day without the Holy Spirit, without the Comforter, without having Jesus in your heart. Because everything around you is failing. Drinking, smoking, and all that is not helping anymore. It's just making you look older and older, making your body tired. You can't get up for work. It's a temporary fix, a temporary high. But then when you have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, when things like that happen, when they decide to terminate you, you won't go crazy, lose your mind, just want to quit, you know, want to go commit suicide. You don't want to do all of those things. You won't do all of those because even in your moment of distress, He'll come and send angels. You don't have to see them. Just know that they are present and they are real. He will send angels to comfort and encourage your heart immediately. And all of a sudden, something will come over you and be like, I'm going to be all right. You will speak it over your own life before you know it. I'll be all right. It's just a job. I'll find another one. That's not your strength. It's the strength of God, the power of God. And I believe God wants someone to know that tonight, to acknowledge him. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path.
if you feel like your path is not in going in the right direction, maybe you're not acknowledging God in everything you do. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33, and all these things shall be added. What do he consider things? House, car, job, husband, wife, children, whatever it is that you believe in God for, all these things will be added. But we first have to seek first the kingdom, the things of God, the kingdom of God. Seek the king in his kingdom. Amen. Amen. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a commercial break because I want to take someone. I want to, even if you don't push one, it's okay today. I still want to explain on how you can receive the Holy Spirit. Everybody had to take these steps. I had to take these steps. The people in the Bible had to take the steps. The disciples had to take the steps. And right today, the steps are still being taken. And they're going to be taken until the day of Jesus Christ. But it's time to walk in humility, humble yourself, remove the pride, and know that I need God. So I need this Holy Spirit that they're talking about. And I believe that the minute that you receive Christ in your heart, he's going to show you who he is immediately tonight. That's how much confidence that I have in him. So we're going to take a commercial break because I am excited. I'm fired up right now. I'm excited about somebody's salvation. And if it's not you that's listening, I decree and declare that you share it with someone. Give that whatever that you're getting. Share it with someone. Take them through the steps. But you need God. Smoking weed and drinking all night is not going to do it. That's a temporary high. Sex is a temporary high. Shopping is a temporary high. Gossiping is a temporary high. These things are temporal. But what about a permanent fixture? Fixer and a heart fixer, mind regulator. A permanent man. Well, he's not a man. A permanent Holy Spirit. Somebody that's going to empower you. Give you power, let you know your worth, let you know how beautiful you are, let you know you haven't lost your manhood. You are still a man in spite of what you're going through. Amen. Let's go ahead and let's have a commercial break because I want to come back and share these scriptures, and of course I want to take some more phone calls at the Lord's will, and I want to pray. As usual, we always pray in and we pray out. Amen.
Amen. All right.
I'm not satisfied with just getting by. I like to get ahead, and that's why I carry the prepaid Visa Rush Card.
I get my pay deposited directly to my Rush Card, so I never have to pay check cashing fees ever.
And I get access to my money up to 2 days early, which comes in handy.
Plus, my prepaid Visa Rush Card makes it so easy for me to pay bills and shop online.
You can use your Rush Card to get cash or check your balance at over 23,000 MoneyPass ATMs nationwide with no fees.
And I can use it everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Why just get by when you can get ahead? Thanks, Rush Card.
Get your Rush Card right now, and we'll refund your one-time card fee, a value of up to $9.95. Call 1-877-319-7243 or go to rushcard.com now and use promo code THRIVE. 1-877-319-7243. Limited time offer. Don't delay.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I hope someone, everybody enjoying themselves, and I'm enjoying myself. The word always had me excited. I'm grateful to God and what he's done for us, you know. Blessed to be able to receive the Holy Spirit, you know. And I wanna say something about, you know, some of us have come from the old foundation, and you know, like, you know, Pentecost, Church of God in Christ, and we were taught that even after you said the prayer and received the Lord in your heart, you still ain't had the Holy Spirit. If you ain't speaking tongues, and you know, and tongues are they are gifts, but they're just the evidence of the Holy Spirit. That's what they are. They're evidence. And they were taught, you know, if you don't holler Jesus, 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 Jesus a million times until you get tongues, you ain't got it. You know, you ain't got it. Sit her down. She ain't got it. He ain't got it. You know, and honestly, me, I think I didn't get the evidence of tongues until after. I mean, actually full tongues. Not talking about the baby tongues, but the evidence of speaking in tongues till about four years after giving my life to Christ. And you better believe that all those years, God still, he led me, he guided me, he talked to me, he led me to scriptures, he spoke to me through the word, he talked to me in dreams and visions. I mean, that was just a traditional way that some people did receive the Holy Spirit that way. I'm not saying that they did not receive the Holy Spirit or they did not receive the evidence of speaking in tongues, but that is not truth. That is not the word. That is not, you know, just the only way you can get the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That I did not find to be true. I actually received the evidence of speaking in tongues, working the altar. I was working the altar, praying for someone. And as I was praying, the Holy Spirit just came over, took control of my tongue, and before I knew it, I was like, wow, I have evidence of speaking in tongues. I was excited, I was happy, I was full of joy, everything. So I wasn't on the altar saying, Jesus, 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 until I, you know, fell out, sweat, and fall and all that. I didn't do that.
I was actually working also praying for someone. God come how he want to come. He is God and God all by himself.
That's right.
He break his own rule because he's God. He can do it. He do it. He does when he want, what he want and when he want and how he wants it. He doesn't have to abide by man-made rules. And we don't either. If we have to abide, of course, by the rules of the world, you know, can't run a red light, can't run a stop sign, of course, not being ignorant. But what I'm saying is you don't have to believe that I cannot receive the evidence of speaking in tongues if I'm not in the bathroom on the floor with the door closed hollering Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all night, or if I'm not at the altar till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning hollering Jesus. No. That is untrue. If that's how you decide to get it, it's an impartation, and it's according to your faith, and you have to be a believer. You have to be a believer. Amen. So I just want to share that. I want to, you know, kill that lie. That was a lie, and I didn't get it.
That was a lie, huh?
That was a lie from the pit of hell, because I didn't get it that way, and I was trying. I wanted it. You know, I wanted it, and I wanted it bad. And then, oh, you have to do it this way. And I'm just around so many religious people. But the only thing was, I'm not knocking them. That was how they were taught. And that's what worked for them. That's what worked for them. Amen. In that time, in that day. Now you have to do the Bible says he comes to those for those that even believe on his name. Just believe on his name. Just believe. Come on, God is good. Just believe. I can receive if I just believe. Yes.
Shit.
I want to read the book of Matthew, chapter 3. And it was talking about this book was talking about how John was just baptizing and he was preaching in the wilderness, you know, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he was just really, you know, trying to introduce Jesus, letting them know who Jesus is, and he is coming. He is coming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But verse 11 talks about the baptism. I'm going to start at 7. He says, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, O brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of God, from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves that we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from those stones. And even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Then he explained, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Here it is, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And he's talking about the steps, the baptism. And I think we see this in the church, you know. When someone goes to the altar to give their life to God, they repent and accept Jesus in their life as Lord, and they ask to be baptized. You know, have you been baptized? And that's with water. But John says, okay, and the baptism of water is just sharing of Jesus. It's just Jesus came as a model. He went to the John baptized Jesus first. And that's a representation of the death of Jesus and the resurrection. And so that's why we do it. But John turned around and says, what God is going to do, what Jesus is going to do, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
God wants us on fire for him. He don't want us all dull and bored and, God, this. He wants us on fire. I don't know about anybody else, but every time I talk about God, every time I talk about Jesus, every time I talk about his word, I get excited. I get happy. The fire of God begins to just light up in me. I get happy. I'm happy about the word because the word is true and it is real. And I've seen it manifest. I've seen the word just come alive in my very own life and in the life of others as well. And so he said he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, I'm not just going to give you the Holy Spirit, the one that's going to lead you, guide you, and tell you all the secrets, but I'm going to give you some fire with it. I want you on fire for me. That's his desire for us. He wants us on fire. He wants us to receive him, have him, know all his secrets, know the truth, to discern a lie from the truth. That's what the Holy Spirit do. Somebody could be standing right in your face talking, and the Holy Spirit said, "Ain't lying." Yeah, he'll tell you. That is not me.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to bust them out. You don't have to be ignorant. You lying, the Holy Spirit. Just say, no, you don't have to say nothing. You just don't have to receive the lie. You can pray for that person. When they leave or when they're done, you can pray for that person. But you don't have to, you lie. No. I don't receive that. Or can you give me a little more information concerning that? Or, you know, the Holy Spirit let you know. That's what he's there for. Not for us to fight with one another, you know, those things. But no, you pray for that person. Because now the enemy has entered somewhere in their heart. Think they can walk up to you and deceive you and tell you a lie about something. Because of their own insecurity or for whatever reason.
Right.
Because
right.
The person that lies is an insecure person. Why can't you reveal the truth? The Bible says it's the truth that makes us free. Not a lie. A lie keeps you bound. Keeps you in bondage. And that's the devil's desire. That's the enemy's desire, is to keep you in bondage. But I decree and declare that today, that the spirit of this, every deceptive spirit, every a lying spirit, manipulating spirit, it is already cast down. It is already thrown in the fire. It is already burned up in Jesus' name. It's every assignment is already canceled. And that the spirit of truth is released right before your eyes, your ears, and your heart, your mind. And that he will not only just come, but he's going to come with fire. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you a little more about it. He said, I'm going to go to verse 12. His anointing fan is in his hand and will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. And he will burn up the chaff with the unquenchable fire. God is good. With the unquenchable fire. But one way, the reason I came to this passage is repent, repentance. Jesus, John was teaching about repenting and be baptized. That's what he said, repent and be baptized. Repent. Repentance is one way. It is the way of saying, God, forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I'm acknowledging my sins. But I'm also acknowledging you, Jesus, as Lord. Come into my life. be my Lord and Savior. Wash me from my sin. Make me whole. It's a prayer away. It's one prayer away to salvation. Salvation is a prayer away. You don't have to do anything good but repent, because you're not saved by works. And that's why a lot of people do not come to Christ, because they think they have to do something good. I was in the worst situation you probably ever want to be in when I came to Christ. I thought the same way. As soon as I get my life together, I'm going to go to church. That was the biggest lie the devil ever told me, because I didn't have the power to get my life together. I didn't have the mind to get my life together. I didn't have the sense to get my life together. How can I get my life together? Who am I? If I was able to get my life together, it would have been together a long time ago. But I had to no longer believe the lie. And God used whoever he needed to use in that season, that time, to get me to Christ. Hey, get her to Christ. Get her to the throne so they can pray all those lies the enemy telling her out of her mind, so deliverance can come and she can hear the truth. And the truth was, I needed God. And the truth was, he's going to receive me just like this. And the mother was like, yeah, he loves you just like this. But I'm filthy. I'm nasty. I've done everything. You don't know what I just did to this person. You don't know what I just said before I got here. You don't know how I just act. You don't know how I just respond. You know, you don't know what I was just wearing. God has said, I don't care. I don't see any of that. None of it means nothing to God. He's looking at the soul. He wants the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want to go to Acts. Let me see. Chapter 8. Let me know if somebody push 1. Let me know if you want to be led to Christ. We can do it together. I have no problem with it. No problem with it. None whatsoever. I think God would be so happy.
Amen. Well, you know, now while you're looking for that verse on there, I like to include that, you know, now that I'm sure the listeners are gathering now that they know the Holy Spirit is the truth, is so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, that people have implemented in them. And now you're going into how you can get the Holy Spirit inside you. But, you know, it lies within you. You can get it, you know, by getting baptized. That's the next step that you were walking us through, right? Through baptism, and to clean out your church, your temple. You know, most people utilize the steps of repentance, right? And so now we're going into the next. Now you going into Acts now?
Yes, in the book of Acts.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure, you know, I'm following you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the book back talks about the acts of God. You know, like so many miracles, signs and wonders was done in this book, and so many people that were being that had become believers and was excited and on fire for God. They were excited on fire for God. And like I said, you can. Even if you could be in your home. You can be in your home. You can say the prayer. As long as whatever you're doing is from the heart, this is sincere. This is between you and Christ. It has nothing to do with you and the preacher. It has nothing to do with even the water. In the book of Acts, let me see, chapter 10, I believe, chapter 9 or 10, there was a Caesarean man They said he gave alms. He gave to the poor. And he prayed to God. And this man here, the Holy Spirit gave Peter a vision. I wasn't even going to go there. But, hold on, I'm going to find this. Chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And I'm not going to be long because we're going to pray tonight. It said there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a Caesarean, of what was called Italian regiment, a devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, and gave alms generously to the people, and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he had observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called the two of his household servants and a devout soldier from amongst them who waited on him continually. So when he had explained all these things to him, he sent him to Joppa. In other words, this man here was a Gentile. The same vision he gave him, he turned around, the angel turned around and gave Peter. It says, the next day, as they went on their journey, they drew near the city. Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. He became very hungry and wanted to eat. While they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and an object like the great sheet bound at the four corners descended to him and let down to the earth. And it were all kind of four-footed animals on the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and the birds of the air. And a voice came to Peter saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, no, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And a voice spoke to him again a second time, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This man, he was a man that they considered unclean. But God is saying, what you call unclean, I'm not calling unclean. I'm calling everybody to salvation now. The Centurion man, he sent his people over there to get Peter. When Peter came back, Peter went back with them only because he got the vision from God. That was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to the Centurion man. The Holy Spirit came to Peter. He dealt with both of them in two different towns, on two different sides of town. He dealt with both of them, one in the vision, the other one in the trance. But they were both on one accord. Even though these were two different lifestyle people, hey, guess what? God is saying, his arms has come up before me, his prayers, I've heard him. I'm about to save them. I'm about to save this household. I'm about to save this people. That's the advantage of having the Holy Spirit. But the reason I'm giving this story is because when Peter went over there, he didn't have time to baptize this household with water. The Holy Spirit came right over them. As Peter went to this house and began to teach and preach the goodness of God and talk about his word, the Bible says they all begin to speak in unknown tongues. They all begin to get the Holy Spirit. And Peter came back telling everybody he ain't never seen nothing like this. God had broke a rule that he made. God can do whatever he want to do whenever he desires to do it. He's God. He is God. God is like, uh-uh. No. Go on over there. Don't call them unclean. Don't call what unclean what I made clean. In other words, I done cleaned them now. I done sanctified them all the way before you even got there. And what I'm saying is that whoever is listening, whoever needs to know, that you don't have to necessarily. You can start right where you're at, right where you're doing, and just call on the name of Jesus. Lord, come into my heart. Save me. Sanctify me. Purify me. I need your help. I need you. You could be filled with the Holy Spirit, like, right now. And if somebody try to, well, you know you have to go to church first. You know you have to be in the water first. You know you got to be baptized with the water first. The Holy Spirit can do it how he want to do it. Where he want and when he want to. Amen.
Amen.
So basically, I'm just saying, hey, what the word is saying. You want it? Get it. You're eligible for it. We're all eligible for it. Repent. Be baptized. I think this is a great subject. What is the Holy Spirit? He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is three in one. He is our comforter. He is our provider. He is our way maker. He is our keeper. He leads us to all truth. He's our intercessor. He prays for us. He reveals secrets to us. He rebukes us. He corrects us. I forgot to talk about that part. He rebukes us. He corrects us. He reveals secrets. Like Sister Denise called in and talked about, you know, gave her testimony. That was a secret that she just did not know. And I'm quite sure it had to be frustrating and aggravating, you know, to go that many years. But here it is. God knows that that was somebody I could use. Because I know Sister Denise going to give me the glory. Because I know when she testify, she going to testify of me. She going to testify of my goodness. She going to testify that it was me that did it. And not a man, not a mermaid man, but me. The Holy Spirit, God, the awesome one, the mighty one, Emmanuel. God is with us. We have to know that he is with us. We have to be confident. The Holy Spirit, he is awesome. He is awesome. He is everywhere. He's present, omnipresent. He's everywhere you go. I used to have a fear of driving on expressways like 10 years ago. Every time it was time to get on the expressway, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to get on the expressway. I just felt like every car on there was going to crash, to me. That was my fear. And so when I got on the expressway, I was like, I probably was the one to crash into everybody else because this fear had me bound. That if I got on the freeway, if I got on the highway, somebody going to crash to me. I know they is, you know. I'm so nervous. And I wanted to get to this church. I was just trying to come into Christ at this time. I wanted to get to this church so bad. And the person I was going with, they had left already. My ride was gone. And I had told them I wasn't going because I was battling. The enemy was tugging on me. You know, he had a hold on me. I hadn't even got a chance to give God my life. I hadn't even got a chance. So he was battling me every time it was time for me to go to church. Everything happened. Whether it was the kids, whether it was a car, whether it was money, whether it was something that brings me frustration that just made me want to give up. I give up. I quit. I do it in a minute. That's what I used to do. And I sat there and I cried and cried and cried in my room. I cried. And the Holy Spirit said, get in the car. I'm like, I don't know how to get there. I don't know where to go. You know, and she explained to me the directions. I called her. She explained to me the directions and everything. And I was like, oh, God, you're going to go with me. And so what I did, I said, the Holy Spirit is on the passenger side. So as I drove on the expressway, I said, I'm not in the car by myself. The Holy Spirit is with me. He's on the passenger side. That's what helped me. And that was my faith of knowing God was with me. And that I was not going to have an accident and nobody wasn't going to hit me. And I was going to find my way there and I was going to get there safe and sound. And that's what happened. I got there safe and sound. Because however I needed to think positive. And I needed to get my way to the church. And from that point on, I've been riding it freeway, expressway, highway, ever since. You have to break that fear off me. You have to break it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. I hope, you know, something was said. I really hope something was said to encourage and let somebody know that they probably already have the Holy Spirit and somebody probably told them they didn't have it. We don't know what the case may have been. Or maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure your listeners have totally understood and understanding the knowledge of it. So, if you do your thing, go ahead.
Yep. So, we're coming to our closing. I just wanted to make sure before we come to our close, next week, we have one more week. Remember, the show is always on Western One. Am I saying it right? Western One World.
Nope.
They can always, I'm saying it wrong.
Yep.
Western World One?
That's right. There you go.
Okay, Western World One. I got the app. But I don't think I don't have it now. I had an app. So you can go to Western World One, download this app. Every show we've ever done is on there. It's already recorded. If you want to go back and listen to any of them, you can go back and listen to any of them. If you want to go back and listen to this one, if you want to listen to it with a friend, if you want to refer a friend, it doesn't matter. It's up to you. You can go back and listen to them. This show is not only just a Wednesday night show, but Western World One is on the air. Is it Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Tuesday through Sunday, pretty much we try to get at Monday, so we can convert it over, you know. But, yeah,
okay.
Tuesday through Sunday, pretty much, 6 days out of the week, we have something different all the time, you know, to share with people. It's just about planting the seed and everything, every creed, color, nation, you know, we talk about heritage, everything. You know, so they just gotta go check it out. That's what I tell them. I say, go check it out, and you'll see it all.
And if they download the app, actually the app, the reminder comes to my phone every time a show comes on. The app is free. To download the app is totally free, and it's just a reminder to my phone. You know, anytime one of the shows is about to come on during the week. My phone reminds me, you know, and the same for you. You know, you may be like me, work, busy, got children, you know, and sometimes forget to come on the show or something, you know, you just forget, just life, you know, then just download the app, go on the app. Again, if you'd like to leave any comments or concerns or any remarks, you can go on social networks, you can go on Facebook. We're on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. The site is www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's the ministry site. We also have a magazine. It's All About You magazine. If you'd like to place the ad, man, go on there. The next magazine will be out November 1st. Place your ad. It's a 90-day. You're in the magazine for 90 days, 3 months. Send your story, send your article, send your newsletter, send your advertising, send your business, whatever it is you do. If you'd like to be advertised on this radio show during the week, Tuesday through Sunday, then hit us up. It's very cheap. It doesn't cost a lot. Hit us up. We want to help. We want to help. We want to be that marketplace for you. We want to help get you out there, expand your business, explore you, let people know who you are. You can do a live radio commercial, or you can do a pre-recorded radio commercial. You can continue to play it. Either way it goes, it's going to be recorded, because even if you're on here live, even if you're talking live, it's still recorded. All shows are recorded. Amen. Anything else, Dennis, before I pray out? Anything you want to add to that?
We just got to let the listeners know how you say the memorandum.
The memorandum. Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, oh, man.
I
just want to say.
I'll monitor the recording.
That's right. I can tell with this call, you're providing your consent. Amen.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just share before you go into prayer that you did a good job. You know, going through it step by step. You started from the baby steps of getting to know it, then you went into the advanced. So you didn't really try to keep it boring, because you gave it for a little kid. I call myself a little kid, the sixth grader, all the way up until the apostles, the bishops, the pastors, just people that just know the Bible, front in, front out, and I always say this too, like she said earlier, go learn it, learn about the Bible. It's really fun. I mean, it's a real good visualization. I don't care what Bible you have, we Christians, so it gives you good visual. It's about love, the Old Testament tells you about. And where I'm incorporating is with back in the days, how Moses freed his people all up until slavery days with us. So I try to incorporate it, like going into the, my thing on Western World One, far as on Saturdays, the Dennis Live Show, because I try to go with our heritage a little bit. So I do it the Bible, and you can't go wrong. When it comes down to the word, it's going to be some people that's Bible scholars. But as long as you know it and you know it on your pace, can't nobody stop you from learning God or getting to know God with your own, what you're doing it yourself. You getting to know your Father yourself. Don't nobody know you like you know your Father.
That's
right. So that's what it is. So that's all we're doing. We just trying to, teach, preach, understand, and learn. All at the same time. So if it's something we don't know or something that we missed, hey, hit that one button and hang out with us. We family. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid if you just get on and just hit that one button and say, hey, praise God, and hang up the phone.
Right. Let us know you're on. Let us know we're doing something. Let us know.
Right. Comment.
Making an impact.
Yeah, show her some love, man. Hit on her page, man. Comment. Let her know, hey, you did it. You did a good thing. Hey, Brother Dennis, you were stuttering. Let me know something. I don't care. But just show us, that, hey, keep it going. Amen. But that's about it. I don't want to get along with it. You got to do your thing now.
It's all good. It's all good. Because it's all God. It's all God. If no one ever pushes a button, I know that I am confident in this thing. That he begin a good work in me shall finish it till the day of Jesus Christ. And as long as God is pleased, that's my concern. This Father, that we please you. Because anything I do, I try to give my all. I try to give all that I have, everything I know, even the errors, the mistakes that I've made. I share my mistakes so you won't take the same route that I've taken. Everybody don't do that. Some people watch you make a mistake and won't open their mouth because they want to race. But the Bible says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endured to the end. I'm just here trying to endure. We want to endure to the end. We're not in a race. But we're just trying to maintain the prize. We're trying to do what my big uncle did. We're trying to get where he went. Amen.
Amen. And just name, we had a ton of callers, you know, and some callers just didn't want to, you know, I did talk to some, you know, some just wanted to say, hey, how you doing? You know, thank you. They really didn't want to get on. And some, you know, was just in, it was like a crowded background too, so they couldn't really, you know, share. So,
amen.
Yeah, a lot of people did call in. I just wanted to let you know.
Some of them said thank you. I really appreciate that. That's
right.
That's love. Thanks for showing me some love. Thanks for being faithful to God. You know, thanks because when you're trying to execute an assignment, you better believe the enemy is trying to come, you know, but he can't do nothing. God's will is just going to be done. And it is, that's what it is. His will is going to be done.
You know what, Tiffany, tell me your favorite. What's your favorite saying? I'm going to say it, but I'm going to see if you say it.
I don't know.
Hey, look for the world out there.
I'm on the clock.
For the world out there. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. For the world out there, she likes, her favorite saying is iron sharpens iron. So you're going to sharpen her if you come in and, you know, share with her. That's how she gets sharpened. So, you know, iron sharpens iron. So for people to know what that means, you know, that's what she wants. That's
Amen.
How she get that strength.
Amen. And deep call on to deep. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray and get out of here. And I pray that I hear and see you all next Wednesday. And, again, if you want to put another topic on Facebook or on Twitter, on LinkedIn, whichever social network, whatever comment, concern you want to leave, go ahead. Place your topics up there. This topic came from Connie Harris. I thank God for her. I thank God for allowing God to use her. You know, I hope and pray that she was able to hear and get what she was looking for in Jesus' name. And so, God, even as we close out for tonight, Father, as we leave the radio station, but never leaving your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you abide with us, that you stay with us, that you remain with us, Father, and that you comfort us on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hold us in your arms, Father. Father, let us be confident in you, God, praying and believing that we have pleased you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, most of all, God. We thank you for the Spirit of truth, Father. We thank you, God, that, God, you lead us and that you guide us, Father, and that you comfort us, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for sending your Spirit, Father, to convict the world of its sins, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, not to convict, not to condemn them, but, Father, convict them, God, that their hearts may turn back unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I decree and declare that their convictions even fall on America now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, from their head on down to the smallest one, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Father, that we may be drawn back into the arms of you, God. For you said, if my people, Father, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And so, Father, I decree and declare a healing over America even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you may hear from heaven, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, touch the president, Father, in the name. Send the Holy Spirit there even now, God. Release your angels, Father. Release your fire, God. You said you will give us the Holy Spirit, and that was fire, Lord. I release fire now over every house, over every home, everyone that was listening on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be stirred up in the things of you, God. Father, stir us up in our most holy faith, Father, praying in the Holy Spirit, God. Father, release the baptism of the Holy Spirit over someone tonight, God, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, God. Let that be their testimony, God. Let them testify of your goodness. Let them testify of your greatness, Father. Let them testify, Father, of the repentance, Father, that they came to a place of repentance, Father, because of the word that they heard, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we come against any backlash, any backdraft, any bitterness and retaliation of the enemy, Father. We cancel his contract on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father,
that you are Lord, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your holy name, God. Father, we thank you even now, God. I thank you for Dennis, Father. Continue to strengthen him and encourage him. Build him up where he's torn down, Father. In the name of Jesus, you know his desires, Father. Give him the desires of his heart, God. In Jesus' name, God, bless him right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, not just my family, but to any bereaved family, Father, on today, God, especially those that don't know you, God. Let them call unto you. Let them cry out unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw them, Father. Draw by your spirit, Father. You said no man can come to the Father unless he is drawn. Nobody can come to the Son, Father, unless he's drawn by the Father. And I decree and declare, Father, on tonight, a drawing in the spirit, Father. Father, draw them, Father, even in the sleep, Father, in their dreams, Father, in the midnight hour, God. Release your angels, Father. Your holy angel, your ministering angel, Father, your war angel, Father, to war and minister on our behalf, God. Father, places and areas that we cannot fight, Father. Father, fight the battle for us, Father, in the name of Jesus.